third podcast.
That's not how you introduce it. That shit
it's like it's a hassle.
Yeah, your shit is
that
dry
ass shit.
That dry ass podcast. Let me introduce the podcast. For those who don't know, this is The Leftovers. I am your host.
With the most.
Stephen.
Boom, boast. And we got Honey. I like toast.
And we got Roush. And we got Sunny D on this bitch.
What's up with it?
Now, to get into the shits, what are we talking about today? We got Ja Rule, Tristan Thompson, Jussie, and my bitch ass neighbor. And we can start there.
Yeah, we start with that bitch.
Man. Let's start with the neighbor. Yeah, does so this have to be on like that?
Nah, not for real. So today, I wake up, I'm minding my own business. I don't know what made me. I went in my kitchen, looked out my window for some reason, and I seen a note on my friend's car. Who was parked?
He's always trying to take credit.
He's lying.
No,
call him out. Huh? Call him out.
I see this.
Call him out.
I literally seen the note before all y'all.
Oh, okay. Well, I
went out there, read it. I adjusted it and moved it, opened it up. She had it folded. I opened it up and left it under his thing.
I know that part.
Yeah, that's when you came in. I was like, the note. I already knew about it. I just didn't say nothing because I didn't give a fuck that much. Anywho,
you didn't give a fuck enough?
Nah. I don't know why I didn't say nothing. Well, no, Shane was asleep when I went out, when I got up and did it. Then when I came back in there, he was up. Anywho, who gives a fuck about that part? I seen a fucking note from my bitch ass neighbor, and it said that my company needed to move.
What's her name?
I don't know her.
Let's call her Trish.
Trish.
Fucking Trish. Fuck Trish.
Her name's Trish.
Fuck Trish. Would you fuck Trish though?
Yes. That's besides the point.
Is it?
Yes, it really is.
Nah, nigga, really.
It's literally besides the point. Because my bitch ass neighbor Trish left a note, a fucking paper note written to my friend that was in her parking spot. I mean, he wasn't even in her parking spot. No, I guess it's her parking spot, but she has two parking spots. One is always empty. She never has fucking company. And he parked there. Whoopty damn dude. She left a note saying that she's tired of us parking in her parking spots. And that we have, or whoever it was, has two options. To park in the visitor parking spots or on the fucking street. But all she knows is they don't need to park in her parking spot. So wow. That was neither here nor there. I left a note on his window waiting for him to see it. Because I was under the impression that he was going to wake up and leave early anyway. So I left it there thinking he was going to see it. And that was going to be the end of it. Unbeknownst to me... we all chill for hours and hours. He goes out there. He had got the note. This was before we was chilling, but he got the note. He seen it. So we did some dirt on our end. We just left the note in here and laughed about it, you know, shrugged it up. A couple hours go by. We hear a ring on the fucking doorbell. And I go
ring in. Ring on the doorbell.
I go and answer it.
I feel like we should add libs and shit to it.
I go and answer the door, and long behold, it's Trish. Trish is at the door.
Trish.
It was Trish.
Now, Trish asked me.
Asked me.
Or I said, actually, in fact, she was walking away and getting ready to go into her house.
Not towards the way.
She was walking away from me right when I opened the door.
If you did answer the door, she definitely would call.
So I open the door and I go, can I help you? And then she is on the attack. Right from the moment I say, can I help you? She is attacking me, calling me niggers. Calling me every name in the book that you can think that a white girl named Trish can call me. She start calling me. So I promise to God, I was going to say, you know, you're right. I'm really sorry. I'll get my buddy to move. I will never do that again. I'm sorry, Trish. But when she start calling me nigger.
She said you should be in the cotton fields, nigger.
She just started, it was just like, she didn't verbally say it, but that's the vibe I got. You know what I'm saying? You know, and we know that vibe that you get. You know, because she came off very entitled. I was going to tell her that we were wrong and was going to move it, but she came at me wrong, and I wasn't feeling that. So, we got into a long dispute. We tussled. It went rounds and rounds. My dog was by my side barking. It was just a mess.
My dog was by my side.
She says that she's been smelling weed in our house and she's going to deal with it her way. since I don't want to cooperate.
Well, this and turned, she, this she turned can, into a Disney
She can
story,
low blow. Sure. And
little,
I said...
A little bit of puff on this.
And I said, bitch, I don't care what you turn it into, and I don't care who you call. I said, you've been crying, you've been asking, you've been begging for dick for the last 2 months, Trish. And that's what this is about. Is that not what this is about?
You saying all that?
Yes.
Now, only about 20% of that story was true.
20%?
No, I was getting more than that. More than enough was true.
Nigga, I did not lie in that.
It's the exaggeration.
He didn't lie.
He never lied. He kept the base, but what he did was he just...
I told y'all how it went in my brain.
He made it more fucked. I would say that's the truth. You know, because
that's you ever heard of?
I would say that's more the truth than what really.
It was a lot of hyperbole there, but for real, a lot of that shit happened. She really pissed me off. Now she's gonna call our apartment manager, Carla. I'm sorry.
Like, Carly. Why are you putting that in there?
No, I don't even think she'll do it. I can tell. I can tell by her note. Trust me. I can tell by her note. She don't really want no.
Yeah, you wanna know why she don't want to do it? Cause they're over there doing coke.
And you know it.
Like, and I know.
And no, I got heat on them.
And we got heat on them. Yeah, we've been recording too. She said she'd been having pictures of us in our car. Well, bitch, why you got pictures of us?
Because she likes me. That's why.
We got videos. We got videos of you and your crazy ass boyfriend
fighting and tussling in your house.
Yes. So let's talk about that. So if you want to play dirty, we can fucking play dirty, Trish.
So I'm calling Child Protective Services and taking your fucking kids away.
Our kids dirty with juice things on their lips.
I ain't seen the bitches. The little bastard babies.
It's funny, but y'all, this podcast is directly towards Trish. Like, you just want to send this.
This is the Trish episode.
Slip this under a fucking door.
So shout out to all the Trishes.
The podcast.
Slip it under a door.
So that covers.
That name is not Trish.
It's for the podcast sake, it is.
Nah, but I think that's good. You came up with a fake name.
Yeah.
What up?
Because then you guys could be free. Yeah. If you really knew her name, Will, you
that's
would
why I said. You didn't.
In a box.
I didn't want to keep addressing her as. The neighbor bitch.
We'll call her Trish. We'll call her fucking Trish. Anyway, so that was just a little moment I wanted to share with you guys about my crazy life. I mean, it's just wild. But other than that,
let's also
how
share,
you guys
let's
feeling?
All share a crazy story in our life.
Okay.
That's good.
Do that.
Yeah, no, dude.
I got to think about it real quick, though.
If you got to think, then it ain't crazy.
I don't have a crazy story.
Yeah, you do. You do. You got a many other
story
time.
About neighbors?
I got a many other time. Got I do many got many crazy stories, but they have to be in context. Trust me, I got stories.
Then tell one.
Better stories than you.
No, then tell one. Story boy.
Story boy.
Come on, tell one.
I don't know, bro. You have to tell me. You tell me.
This is what I said. Flustered under pressure.
This is flustered.
That's what he is.
You tell a story.
Huh?
He just did.
I can tell a story quick. All right. One fucking night, 2 years ago, in December, we're all upstairs in my buddy's room, smoking good gas.
Oh my God.
We hear the door open.
Dun, 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 dun.
We hear, we hear footsteps up the steps. We don't think nothing of it. You know, it was a nice old turnt house. We had people in and out, mad bitches in and out. Mad. So we didn't think anything of it. And
we was fucking selling dope. You know how it goes.
We was moving pounds.
Nigga was selling dope.
And long and behold, it's some dude, and in his hand is a box. So just keep this box in mind.
That's not what happened.
That is what happened.
Justin.
We'll get to that. We didn't know that at the time.
But you're acting like dude just crept up. No, Justin escorted this.
But they don't know who Justin is. That's not how you tell a story.
A good buddy.
Okay, one of our other roommates was downstairs and had let this person in. I was going to reveal that later, but thanks for fucking ruining that.
That's not a exciting part.
Yes, but it needs to be told in order of how we thought it. Okay?
In my brain, I was thinking like, the Justin part's coming up.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. I was going to get to his part in all this. Anywho.
But, I know what you mean, though.
Under our impression, some guy had just came upstairs, and then... My roommate appeared. I'm not going to say my roommate's name, but he had let the person in. And the person had said he knew us or something, whatever, blase, blase. The guy was supposedly looking for weed. Turns out he's a fucking serial killer. Moral to the story.
Hey, fast
forward. Moral to the story.
Fast forward and everything.
Yeah. Turns out he's a fucking serial killer. So we all packed our shit.
Punchline,
yeah, we all packed our shit up.
I remember this, and we packed
our shit. Well, two of my roommates was being total bitches. Like, no, they just left without a trace. I mean, they just left before anybody got set anywhere. They just worried about themselves.
What happens first is when you hear about someone, you're like, yeah, the manliness in you, your pride steps up. Like,
not all mine.
I'm this guy.
Not mine.
And then you see the news where it said he shot a bitch in the face.
In the face.
And I said he don't give a fuck about that bitch.
And
face.
The link.
He don't give a fuck about my face.
Right. Yeah, he don't give a fuck about her face. And it was in front of her 5-year-old
child.
And
I don't give a fuck about nothing in this house. You can steal the whole house. Like, I could wake
and
up.
And not to mention,
and you can take like the whole I said earlier, all that. I don't give a fuck the whole outline. Give me my face.
Like I said earlier, the guy had a box in his hands. The box had turned out to be Christmas lights that when we looked up this link of this person that was going around robbing people and shooting them, he was stealing Christmas lights and Christmas gifts out of people's trunks and stuff. So we correlated that and put two and two together. We just made an assumption that this guy was the guy. And so we all packed our shit and got the fuck up out.
No, let's talk about the most crucial part. The crucial part is, okay, we called the police. Yes, these bitches. We called the police. It's there. Yeah. But guess what the police did?
Nothing.
We went to voicemail. We got to the voicemail.
The police said, sorry, we can't send nobody out. We'll give you another number. So we called the other number. The other number went to voicemail. So just in case he did kill all of us.
Well, they followed up that next week. I was
next week.
We was already dead then.
We're fucking shotguns in our face.
I mean, yeah, our police department is pathetic for that shit. So boom, I just told a quick story like that.
Not good.
I could have. I just wanted to shorten it up. Short and sweet. Who's cooking burgers?
So
how many did you cook?
There's two done, two in right now.
Two's not enough.
Yeah, get all y'all's burgers.
Just eight, two.
Nigga, get all y'all's burgers out the way because I don't want no fucking.
Yeah,
I don't want no flimsy ass red meat burger. I want my shit crispy. Burnt to the crisp.
Yep.
So how y'all like, never mind, I was about to be wild, about to ask. How y'all like y'all's meat done? Meat done. It's not gonna be good. So.
Well done.
Yeah.
If I go out to a restaurant,
what's crazy?
Oh
shit! I don't understand.
I can't just have a dog in my podcast.
Yeah, man. He's part of the leftovers.
I don't understand how people really go and order red meat.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like rare.
That's
meat.
Wild to me.
You might as well just be eating it off the fucking cow.
But it's not really wild because more people do it than not. So maybe we're the wild ones.
No, not really. That's blood in your steak. Speak the fuck up.
Yes.
Do you be yelling?
Huh?
Do you yell?
No. I don't have to yell. They can hear me fine and clear.
So I just don't talk about it.
No, remember, you don't remember I used to always yell at you about that?
Yeah, but in the video we just did, I was talking.
Remember you used to mumble?
Yeah, that was in 8th grade.
I hate niggas that mumble. I forgot about that. Speak the fuck up.
Literally.
And then when a nigga says, huh, and you say it at the same fucking tone, it's like, speak the fuck up.
I know. I did used to fucking mumble and I didn't realize it. I would start talking fast and people would be like, Hunter, slow the fuck down. And in my brain, I was just like, what? That is crazy. I did get surgery on my tongue. Talk about.
No, he did not.
Yes, I did. Under my tongue. Talk about, that's extreme as fuck.
When did you get surgery on your tongue?
In high school. 9th grade, 10th grade. In the summertime, I stayed with you, I had a clip.
Yeah, I remember. And then you posted about it. Had a video on there. It was around your birthday.
I posted a video.
I mean, not a video, an Instagram picture.
No, that was when I had surgery on that.
My bad, I can't keep up with all the fucking surgeries.
I had two surgeries.
Three.
What was my other one?
To get cancer removed.
That was that. Surgery on my neck.
Well, like I said, I don't know with him and all his cancer.
You don't know about me?
I don't know. I just don't know. What I do know is I'm glad I don't have fucking work tomorrow.
You get to enjoy.
Shout out to all the people that got work tomorrow.
You get to enjoy.
Fresh in the morning, a little 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Salute to y'all.
And you work 7 to 3, Monday through Friday.
Who?
You.
No, the fuck I don't. I wish.
Man, me too. 7 to 3 is the perfect shift.
No, it ain't. Not really.
It's, huh? Y'all wake up at 6.
awesome up here anyway. Getting off at 3 every day.
Getting off at my time. Getting off at 5 ain't going to be that bad when it gets spring and it's not fucking pitch black at 5.
Yeah, but...
And when I'm driving up my one-lane road, I might not run into a fucking deer because there's all this fog coming down that road.
Getting off at 5 still be too late, bro.
Not when it's sunny out.
Yes, like, no. Getting off at 5 compared to getting off at 3 is too... Like,
duh, that's but
them 2 hours make everything.
Yeah, they really do.
Because when you get home at 5, you're getting home at 5:30. You gotta do all your. By the time you settle down at 6, by the time you sit the fuck down and do at 6 o'clock,
yeah,
you got 3 hours. You gotta go to bed.
No, nigga, you don't gotta go to bed at 9. Grow up. He is 22 fucking years old. Talking about you gotta go to bed at fucking 9.
Or my hamburger's done. No, I want my extra crispy. Oh, why would you do that?
My nigga just came in with a double decker hamburger. Why not just use? Why not just eat 2 burgers?
I want more meat than bread.
I'm not. That's crazy that people are like that. You like that too? Yeah. That's crazy.
That's why when I get one, I usually only one piece of bread. I don't cover it up.
That's what else you do that pisses me off. Who the fuck eats a hamburger with one piece of bread on the bottom?
I don't want that much bread. And with them, it gets to the stuff you top.
Good.
Your mouth, the bread.
Bread is the best part with the mayonnaise on.
If we had buns, I would, not bread. Right. And it gets stuck to the top of your mouth every time.
Okay, that's good.
No, it's not. And it'd be hot and you go. That's not good, bro.
You're wild.
And I like meat. Pause.
Is that right?
I can't believe I didn't do anything today.
I know. Let's not talk about. Oh, never mind.
I can't believe I stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning yesterday. I haven't stayed up since 4 o'clock in the morning since been years.
Yeah, because that's because you're childish.
Last time you stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Without going to sleep. Because you'll go to bed at 9, you wake up at noon, midnight, and like. So I'm like, going to sleep.
I want to say me and Damon did it last time.
Me and Damon did this until 3 in the morning last time. When you went to bed and you woke back up. Me and Damon was up to like 3.
Bro, you're definitely
like 4. I ain't gonna go 4.
Who cares? What's the difference between 3 and 4? Come on.
A big difference between 3 and 4. It was crazy. I really wasn't even tired last night either. I was just like,
yeah,
I gotta go to bed.
Nigga, you was crushed.
Back the fuck up while I beat your ass.
I was the only one willing to go the whole mile.
Moses, bro.
I could have, but I would never want to, because then I don't want to sleep all day. That's what I was saying. I was already telling myself, like, damn, if I go to bed and try to get 8 hours, I'll be woke up at noon. I hate that shit.
I was up for 24 hours straight yesterday. Facts. Wow. I did
a shit sleep.
I did it, yeah, and I only slept for 3. Fuck, I was up before everybody. Wow. I mean, it's hard to sleep when you're crunched up on your own fucking couch.
You did it to yourself.
I know, I should have just laid out on the floor.
Man.
That's what I was about to do, too. You said it was a bed up, so.
I should have just.
And you went up in that bed and relaxed. Mm-hmm. Are you getting my burgers?
My burgers, nigga?
I thought mine was the next batch.
Who said I was making yours?
He said he had 2 done, 2 on there cooking. Which one?
2 on there now.
4's on there now.
And ours are going to be crispy. So y'all busy eating during my fucking show and ain't adding shit.
It's called
shit
the
to
leftovers, nigga.
Ain't we supposed to eat? Well, Sonny, you don't leave much left over.
Not much to be.
Left over.
Not
ain't got to go back for seconds.
And neither does David.
How ironic. The irony of the fucking show.
Well, I don't give a fuck no more.
About what?
That bitch construct of this goddamn show.
Good.
Yes, I should. I don't want to hear long pauses of niggas eating fucking burgers.
And being sloppy and shit.
Being sloppy and not talking about shit.
The only thing that matters is you to go get slack.
Nigga, we can't understand you.
The answer is yes.
We're 20 minutes in and we haven't said shit.
What you want to talk about, bro? You got the topics, nigga.
Oh, we already talked about my bitch-ass neighbor, Trish.
Tristan Thompson, he got caught cheating again.
What's new?
All niggas cheat.
All black niggas.
Damn. I don't want
to. All people don't cheat.
But Tristan's just a fool.
I don't believe offensive, but a lot.
Yeah. A lot of people don't cheat.
I feel like people are cheaters. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to have that conversation. I don't know.
Nah, I'll bet everybody cheated.
But it is 2019, like, it's hard to trust them, motherfuckers.
So. That's different. Does. That's a surface level. I'm just saying, do y'all think everybody
like, cheats? Old ass people?
Yeah. Do y'all think everybody cheats in their own way? Because I do.
I'm talking about being disloyal.
Yeah, but besides, we're not just talking just having sex, but like texting somebody else and like seeing all, somebody else on the side.
That's all cheating.
Y'all don't think everybody's done it? Mm-hmm. I just feel like they have.
But it's not cheating if you did it with somebody and you was open to it about your wife. Or about your...
No, that's still cheating. Cousin. They accepted it.
I don't think that's cheating. If you hung out with... You can have friends that are...
No. That's not what I said.
That's when it turns to cheating. Because you...
No, I thought you were saying something different. Yes. I thought you meant like if she found out about it and then y'all moved past it.
No. I'm saying if you went and hung out with a girl and your wife knew exactly where you was at...
Yeah, no, that's not cheating.
Right.
But it depends on your intentions of hanging out. That's what it always comes down to.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying.
Even if your wife was okay with it, whatever your intentions was going into it and doing it
determines
if it was cheating or not, period. If you're doing anything that you don't want your partner to do to you, you cheated within that agreement that you guys made of your relationship.
That's why
you
might as well just get a relationship. Right. Relationship.
I don't think the percentage is probably very low, like very low.
It's maybe like 99.5%.
I wouldn't say that low. I was going to say a couple.
But 0.5% of 8 billion people, how much is that? All right. 0.5% of 8 billion people are still over millions.
But it depends how long the relationship is. Because you have to look at like their grandma and grandparents have been together for 50 years. It's like, so when you was 30,
yeah, didn't
have that little fling?
Yeah, they definitely did. Got past it. Was the lucky ones to get past it. Those burgers look like that. Cap!
Or even...
Speaking of cap, let's talk about Kaepernick. That was a perfect segue.
Well, I think he sold out. I don't. I'm with it.
What did he do?
He got an $80 million settlement from the NFL.
Well, it's between that. It's undisclosed, but they say anywhere from like $60 million to $125 million.
Which is wild. But I want to know what the contract was. I want to know.
Oh, yeah, okay. But that's all.
It's undisclosed.
Yeah.
It's undisclosed.
Yep. But, I mean, like, I'm glad he got his money. Because, I mean...
I know, me too, but I want to know what's to come. I want to know what's the follow-up, like what, are you done fighting the fight because you got paid?
Sit.
Do you think that is your point proven now, or are you still fighting the fight as well as getting paid? Like, do we still need to be fighting, or are we good? That's what I need to know. I want to know where he stands on it.
I don't think that he'll ever play in the NFL again.
Okay.
I think that he will continue to do basically exactly what he's doing now.
Like activist type
shit. Right. Yeah, I think that's Cobb's path.
How did y'all take the, did y'all boycott the NFL?
No.
No, yeah, I watched it. Did you boycott it? You don't really fuck with NFL.
Yeah, I really watch football.
But no, I didn't boycott it. But I guess I can't really say I was always a cat if I was still watching it, but... I always wanted Cap to get his money. I always
did doing dirty, so it was nice to see.
It was clear as day.
Right.
And then what it was is people kept acting like it was like we were everybody else's retards when it was just clear as day. Like owners would come out and say it. Like when even just a couple months ago, remember the Redskins was about to do it. That like they mentioned him just so they act like they was actually considering him.
But they really fucking wasn't.
Right.
Niggas use his name as a good old.
Just act like we're not racist, so we're cool just going to do it. But
we thought, and we at least considered it.
Right,
if we considered it, that means racism wasn't playing a part then,
right?
Because we considered it.
But no, that was all bullshit. That was clearly all.
Yeah, so,
but I like if he went back to the NFL, you think he would kneel?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Because if he,
when's the last time he played? What year? 2016.
Was it?
It's been 15.
It might be more than that.
Excuse me.
No, I definitely went 15 or 16, bro. We was at Castle.
Was it?
Yeah, we was definitely at Castle.
I remember when that happened.
Remember like, him playing the Dolphins and we watched it downstairs? He almost brought him back, the 49ers. You remember that game?
He lost.
He lost.
Yeah,
like the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
That was at Castle. Yeah. So it was like 2016.
Yeah, that's true. That's a fact. But if he's, I don't know. Because it's like nobody's kneeling. Nobody is. So it's like all the people who was fighting with him nobody is. Nope. All last year, nobody kneeled once.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I don't know if he came back in. Would he be folding if he didn't?
The NFL is just so, it seems to be so controlled by that. It's just so crazy, the distinction between the NBA, how it's really ran by the players, and the NFL, who you just feel like there's a shield around the NFL. I mean, the owners and the NFL. Wow, who's calling?
Is that my phone?
Mm-hmm. Hello? Oh. Yeah. But, yeah, I just think the distinction between the NBA and the NFL is wild. Like, because that shit will not fly in the NBA at all. And the NFL, here we are two years later.
Players, but that's all part of the players being more...
It's a players league.
It's a players league.
Right. And the NFL is a system league.
Yeah. But, if every black person was still with Cap, the NFL would be nothing. Like, but you, like I said, that's what they become on state of culture and shit. And but Scotty Beam be always saying, we all sit together.
But what we don't realize is we forget that the NFL is a business. I'm saying that, I don't mean that in the sense of, I mean, like, they can go out of business. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's like what I'm saying. Like, the NFL
would be
nothing.
We just feel like it's so...
Yeah.
Hold on. Did he put my burgers on, bro? Did he season those? Give me my fucking shit, bro.
They good. They're meaty.
No,
I don't like meat, bro. You're eating more?
You said too early. More? Nigga, this is my... What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Can I eat my own burgers?
No, I don't follow your shit to work. Mm-hmm. You gotta have four of them before you get one of them.
That's your 6-1. I have one for crying out loud.
No, get up and get it, bitch. It's funny. It's on cooking for a whole bunch of
people. Man.
Not just on cooking for a whole bunch. And by the time they get done cooking, they don't eat everything they cook.
Are they crispy?
Yours aren't.
That's bullshit. Well, how come yours are mine? They got
mine. Just they can't. Then. He went in and claimed the ones that were crispy.
Right. That's it. What the fuck? Mine or yours ain't.
Right.
What the fuck?
Right.
We got the same damn
but
time.
But you was rushing, Sonny. I said, don't worry about mine for real.
Did you not put them on the same time?
I'm not talking.
Oh, now we're playing that game.
He was like, damn, you ate 6 burgers?
It's not my fault you ate 6 burgers.
I ain't no damn 6 burgers.
Now it's my fault. I get called out in bullshit because you ate 6 burgers. How is that my fault?
You ate 6 burgers.
Yeah. 4.
You ain't gonna sit here and say he ate 6 burgers on this
podcast. On the podcast. Like, what the fuck, nigga?
You real funny.
That's just he said, damn, can I have mine? You eat another one? Nigga, it's the same burger.
Nah,
it's mine.
That's what I'm doing. It's like, damn, movie. You really gonna air him out?
Nah, it's funny because we made that joke before, so you got. Oh, no.
I want some Sunkist, bro. Or some lemonade. Oh, my God. I got good drinking. We know you want something sweet.
Sweet.
Hey, bro. Watch this burger.
Check. Go get it. I'm not doing it. Go get it.
Damn right, I will.
Bitch.
No, I'm mine. You almost broke your neck.
No, I'm saying watch what he puts on his burger.
It's just going to be bread.
It's going to be one.
But, bro, he don't really shit. Do 2 pieces of bread. He does 1 piece of bread. On the fuck? No, he pisses me off.
What the fuck is
just eat meatloaf.
Eat meatloaf, nigga.
Eat meatloaf first.
Why would you take mine out? I didn't do it. Put it back in. I put more seasonings on the shit on mine, so I don't play that shit. Where's the spatula?
I don't play that shit. Nigga, there wasn't no spatula. Why don't y'all got a spatula? Let's put that on the podcast.
Yeah, the thing that you left claw.
Let's put that on the podcast, guys.
You got a spatula.
No, you dumb bitch.
I don't know which ones are mine. Look at you. Look at your shit. It's not even painted shit. No, move. Don't touch mine at all. At all. Period. I don't want to. Because
it's falling apart. How mine looks like fucking nachos. That's ridiculous.
Shit looks like nachos.
Yeah, my shit fell apart.
Why are you fucking with it before it's
done? I thought it needed flip.
Let me get my voice.
Bro, Damien, finish this peanut butter pie.
I just caught it. It needs to be refrigerated. Yeah, it's been out. Sitting out. It melted and shit.
He said,
If Damien ain't gonna eat it, you know so fucked up. But I remember they had me believe
it. Nah, it just ain't dirt, bro. It just ain't the first time I thought about it. I thought about eating it. You know? I'm like, nah.
I did too. I was like, nah. I'm looking at it.
Shit, milk. All right. Hey, I don't like my shit. Right, you would have been just fine. You
know what I'm saying? Because I cleaned everything up. Yeah, I did have most of
the dishes. There's only silverware. And bowls, and plates, and napkins. There ain't no plates. There's like three bowls. Well, there was three bowls when I did them. Shit gets added on. My neck hurts. I can't believe you took my burgers out like that.
Well, I don't give a fuck. They was black as hell.
That dude.
Go get your burger. Show
his
me your burger.
His burger fell apart and it was pink in the middle.
Did I take his off?
Touché.
Dumbass. The fuck?
Oh, see, why'd you have to go all day?
Because. Well, did I take his burger off or was he
trying to take it off? Touché means good point. You won that one.
I thought touche means like ditto. Like, okay. Yeah, you right.
The same, yeah. I think touche literally means good point, but that's even the same thing as ditto. Okay. That was a good point.
Touche.
Touche. Dumbass.
Turn up the heat.
Turn up the heat. Are you kidding me?
It's not freezing.
I was sweating last night.
I was sweating last
night. Tonight's not last night.
Did I just dunk on that bitch?
It's a new day.
Yeah, restart so I can play you now.
Now he wants to play.
What?
Look what I get up and deal with.
It's all slobber. He's slobbering right here.
You shouldn't have got up.
That's in his brain. It was my fault for getting up out of my house.
Yeah.
Now I pay bills.
And so don't he.
No, he don't do anything except annoy and tear up.
Chase his tail.
But.
He's on 76. You're fine.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. And gonna get off this fucking meat cooking. Your shit is like tacos on wheat.
Why is my burger gotta fall apart? That's some bullshit.
Bro, I just flipped it when I put it in there. You got that melted cheese on it.
I don't do cheese on my shit.
Basic ass bland tone. What the fuck is wrong with that, bro?
I do like cheese. I prefer nothing. I like meat. Jerky.
Grown man steak. Sirloin. Chicken.
No, I
mean. Like good, like, I like meat.
But a hamburger deserves
cheese.
Tomato, cheese, like that shit.
I usually get, like, if I get any fast food in any restaurant, I'll get cheese. But right now, I'm not doing my shit.
It's not that hard to put cheese on your burger. With your dry, that's why I be always.
A lot of seasoning, salt.
No.
And mustard.
No.
And fine.
No,
it's a little ass kid meal.
That's what I'd be saying.
He's rolling his eyes. Shit, like, he can't believe he never
said. I don't put cheese on it. It's a little kid.
Yes.
So if I put cheese on it, it's cool. It's a grown ass
meal.
It's a grown ass meal.
And two pieces of bread. And two pieces of bread. I heard you eat it with one.
Yes, I don't like bread like that.
All right, little boy.
Little boys would love the bread. Little boys would love
it. Little boys have the crust peeled off too, like you want. No, but you ain't gonna do it.
No, I don't. I don't like, it'd be too much bread for one burger. Like, the burgers are like this,
and the bread's like this. I see what you're saying. So I don't, but those are some thick ass burgers. Like, the meat's gonna fill out the sandwich. Like,
I just don't understand.
I don't like my burgers thick like that. I like them flat. You didn't do nothing.
Nigga, y'all ain't have a fucking spatula.
Yeah, we do.
I don't know where it's at.
It's in the sink, I think.
Niggas on here saying we don't got spatulas. Like, don't try to say we don't have a spatula.
Y'all got a fucking podcast where they ain't got no damn spatula.
Nigga, we got a spatula.
Nah, I'm just saying. That's what they go hear. That's what they gonna say when they.
All I'm saying is I don't understand why he just fucking puts his burger on bread and calls it a day. And then wonder why I call everything he does dry. Because you do dry shit. Nigga, put some cheese.
Yum, yum, yum.
Not having fun eating that shit.
What'd you say about his tongue?
It's dry, bland, seasonless.
He got his tongue.
I know he got probably like three taste buds. I know, man.
Pathetic.
Yeah, no buds. For real. Uncultured ass tongue.
Oh my God, bro. Speaking of that, I just seen a video on Facebook.
Nigga ain't never had no hickory barbecue sauce or nothing.
Nope. Man. He was shitting on Sweet Baby Ray's not long before we moved in. Or after we moved in. talking about he don't eat just sweet baby rays. Bitch.
Why would he throw the turnover, bro? He just pissed me off. Your nigga
think he bitch, I'm in the mood. I'm not in the mood. Trying to make moves. Bitch, I'm too smooth.
You singing that dumbass song, bro?
Oh my God, Kanye's back at it.